You know, all the Sufi sages talk about that. They're drunk, right? Because that power of presence comes with an inherent adoration, a joy that is love of the infinite presence and the joy of freedom. It's intoxicating. You know, like divers talk about rapture of the deep, you know, and they go so deep into the ocean, they don't want to come back up. And it's that same rapture. Well, I don't know if it's the same rapture, but it's a rapture of being absorbed into the infinite and no longer existing except as that. There's no more sense of a self in something, but there, it's just what is, and what is just, there's no word for it. It's awe, it's love, it's joy, it's bliss. None of these words express what it is, but the ecstasy of it is such that those who know it want to stay in it forever. Don't want to come back into the ego. And so once it's tasted fully and you're drunk on it, you don't want to stop drinking that nectar. It's life itself. And so the addiction to liberation takes over, and there couldn't be any will to leave it behind. It is all that is real. It's the essence of beauty and goodness and joy, fullness. And in that state, one's charitra, one's role in the phenomenal drama is complete. One can die happy in that state. You know, one has already died to the ego, but there's no more drive to come back because I got to do something. You know, I got to prove myself, or I've got to turn this into a poem or into a novel or into, you know, some work of art. I've got to tell people. There's no one to tell. There's nothing left. It's over. You know, so the great sages don't tend to, when they've reached that level of producing art any longer, although, you know, they produce scriptures and they will produce sometimes haiku or sometimes some trace of that joy in a poetic teaching. But it is usually only in response to a question. But there is a complete satisfaction in the stillness and no impulse anymore to do anything or sense of being an agent who does everything. If it does happen, it flows from that source. There's no intermediary who thinks I deserve credit or blame for this production, this song, this work of art, this whatever, whatever happens flows from that source itself. Okay. So I hope that helps in some way. But it's perfection. Nothing could be improved upon.